Welcome to Global Journalist on KBIA. This is the program that says mid-Missourians, indeed many Americans, are interested in international news. I'm Stuart Lurie of the Missouri School of Journalism. Today, the international news is as grim as ever, particularly in the Middle East. But I thought we would take a midsummer recess from the harshness and talk instead about sports around the world. We all know the Texan Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France, the world's biggest bike race this week, and established himself as perhaps the best athlete in all the world. In this country, automobile racing is big. What is it that makes bicycling so much slower, such a big event in Europe? And what other sports not well covered in this country are big in other parts of the world? And why? That's the subject of this midsummer program. And to talk about unusual sports around the world, we have in Paris, James Start, European Associate of Bicycling Magazine and author of Tour de France, Tour de Force, a book. In Rio de Janeiro, Claudio Nogueira, a sports reporter for the newspaper O Globo. And in New Delhi, Srivatsa Veturi, sports editor of the Times of India. Let's start with James Start in the Tour de France. Jim, tell us a little bit about the history of this race and why it is so popular.
Well, it's a pretty amazing event. It's actually on the eve now of its 100th anniversary. Next year we'll be celebrating its centennial. So that's a testament to the legend of the Tour de France. Why is it so successful? I think there are a couple of reasons. One, it's something that works well in a country like France, which is not as big as America. So you can actually do a tour to France, a tour of a country within a several-week period. That would be almost unimaginable in America. And then for every summer, during the height of vacation season, people flock the roads to watch the cyclists go around through the villages and back roads of what is a very beautiful country. That mixed with some great sporting endeavor and some great competition makes for a pretty successful event.
This is a grueling race. Lance Armstrong is being called the greatest athlete in the world right now because it is so hard on his body. It lasts, as I understand it, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what somebody has to go through to take part in this event.
Well, I think it is a grueling event. I think, in my opinion, perhaps the most grueling, because it is, as has often been said, like running a marathon day in and day out for 20 straight days or 21 straight days, 100 miles average or more every day for 3 weeks without much rest is a pretty amazing feat. It's pretty unimaginable. And in that time, they go over the Pyrenees, they go over the Alps, they ride through rain, wind, incredible heat. So all those things combined, I think, are give it instant respect. And the person who can win that race is obviously respected.
Jim, is there big money involved in this race?
Not, there is, by, say, European standards, and Lance Armstrong makes, I would say, pretty good money. I don't know how it really compares to some of the top athletes in America. I've heard figures of between $9 and $12 million a year with all of his sponsoring combined. That's not just his salary, of course, but everything combined somewhere around those figures. I don't even know if that's true, and I don't know where that really compares to, say, Michael Jordan. It certainly deserves to be right up there with the top athletes in the world, because it is one of the hardest sports.
Yeah, I'm not a sports writer, but my guess is that if Lance Armstrong makes $9 to $12 million a year, that puts him pretty far down on the list of what major American athletes make in football, baseball, and basketball, not just Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And it's also interesting to note that Lance would likely make 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 times more than his nearest competitor. Why? Because he's an American athlete, and so he does benefit from the American sports system as well. And then even more importantly is because of his history, the story of his comeback from cancer, which just goes so far beyond sport that he, dovetails into many other aspects of life. I say most of the other Tour de France athletes don't even make a fraction of what he makes.
Jim, with this drug problems in the last couple of years, did it take a knock, the sport?
With the pardon?
In particular?
With drug problems.
Drug problems.
People taking performance-enhancing
that
drugs.
That certainly hasn't helped the sport at all. And the problems
has it affected the sport?
Terribly, yes, it has, absolutely. The problems didn't stop a couple of years ago with the first big scandal in Tour de France. There have been scandals in other events around the world, so and other cycling events and other events in general. So it definitely has not helped the sport at all.
There were, I think, some riders disqualified this year for taking drugs, weren't there?
It has not yet been disqualified, but it turns out that the person who finished third the day after, his wife was found with a load of performance-enhancing drugs in her car, although he tested positive. He did not test positive in any tests that he took, so that says something either about the athlete being clean or about the drug tests not working.
Mm-hmm. This was the athlete, the rider from Lithuania?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rumsas.
Uh-huh.
Who had a very nice tour. It was his first tour ever at 30, and he rode a race of his life, at least we thought. And now obviously questions are being asked.
Yeah.
If it turns out that he was positive, it wouldn't be the first time where the drug tests have not been able to detect a positive drug case. You remember perhaps 4 years ago, what is now 4 years ago, with the famous Festina affair, when the whole team was found with loads of products in their cars, in one of their team cars, and none of the athletes tested positive during that race.
Yeah, there. A lot of people feel that Lance Armstrong could not give the performance that he has given without taking drugs, and of course he consistently denies it. And he also is probably the most checked of all the athletes. If it turns out that this Lithuanian athlete is going to be found to have been taking drugs, will that mean renewed interest in Armstrong's possibilities?
Well, if I was Lance, I'd be frustrated with the news of this because, by association, it touches him, perhaps unfairly. It's his Rumsas, and he's Lance Armstrong. But the way, with all the scandals and everything, then it's going to come back to him because he's at the summit of the sport.
Right. Let's move on for a little bit and go to India. One of the major sports there, if not the major sport, Srivatsa, is cricket.
Yep.
Americans know nothing about cricket. Tell us a little bit about the game, how it's played, and why it's so popular.
Cricket is played because the biggest thing is cricket is the only perhaps the sport which is played over 6 to 7 hours and sometimes 8 hours now with this day-night cricket. And it's there are 22 players, 11 from each side. And these days they have rules that a team has to bowl 90 overs of 6 balls each. A bowler has to bowl 6 balls, just like your baseball pitcher. He has to bowl 6 balls an over. And in a day, they have to do 90 overs. And each over takes 4 minutes time. And there is a wicketkeeper who is standing behind the stumps. And there are 9 other fielders on the field. The boundary from the center of the pitch, that is, there, it's about 65 to 70 yards. So the whole day, it's in fact, I think the British brought this sport to the Commonwealth. And in India, when the British ruled us, this was a sport which they thought will keep most of the indisciplined people and the people who are fighting for independence, they can be, you know, there will be a diversion for them. So they don't go onto the streets. Instead of that, they'll watch cricket, perhaps. That's how I look at it.
It didn't work.
And another thing, they thought that, you know, this will create some kind of a discipline among the people, because cricket is called the gentleman's game. So they thought that this will also teach the Indians some kind of a discipline. But I don't think it worked. India did get independence, but they left cricket with us, and cricket has become so popular. Perhaps cricket is the richest sport in this country today.
Srivatsa, cricket is a professional sport. The people who play it do get paid, correct?
Yeah.
Do they get paid?
It's not a professional sport in the strictest sense of the word.
Uh-huh.
Not like in America. Here, the cricketers have jobs to do there.
They have other jobs to do.
Yeah, they do the other jobs.
Right.
Because they think that a cricketer's lifespan is about 10 years. After that, he has to do some work. So they are into the jobs also.
Yeah.
Today, but they are looking at making a living out of the sport. But the top three, four cricketers in the country, they're all multimillionaires today.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing very well.
Right.
Yeah, in fact, someone like Sachin Tendulkar is so popular even in U.S. today. Though America doesn't have much of cricket, but it is played in America, particularly in West Coast,
mm-hmm.
a lot of in California and all, and even New York, there are new teams are coming up. The new president of the International Cricket Body is from Pakistan, is going to take over next year. He feels his aim is to see that United States place in the next World Cup in 2007.
Mm-hmm. Srivatsa, if I can just interrupt you, young boys and girls in this country, as they grow up, play football, basketball, baseball. These days, a lot of soccer is being played by young people.
Yeah.
Do young children growing up in India play cricket in the same way?
Absolutely. In fact, everyone wants to play cricket here. We have about 27 teams in the national championship. That is 27 states.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of cricket, because the cricket is the only sport where you have plenty of money.
Right.
So they all want to play cricket.
Right.
And apart from cricket, the only other sport which is a little professional in this country is tennis.
Uh-huh. And Claudio Nogueira, is cricket at all known in Brazil?
No, not at all.
Not
at all. We have the I was wondering that if it looks like to be similar to baseball, is this more or less?
Srivatsa, is it similar to baseball?
Is it similar to baseball?
It is similar to baseball. It is similar to baseball, actually. And the only thing is, here we have a flat bat instead of a rounded thing in baseball. And you have the same wicketkeeper wears the same kind of gloves. Instead of one, he has two gloves. And the batter has gloves. And he has a pair of pads, leg guards, what we call, to protect himself. And these days, because of the fast bowlers hurling balls, I mean, the delivery is at 90 miles per hour. So they need all sorts of protection to their body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have to take a break right now. This is Global Journalist on KBIA. I'm Stuart Laurie, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Global Journalist. You may listen to this program again, ask questions, or make comments by going to www.globaljournalist.org or here in Mid-Missouri by calling us at 573-882-9641. We'll talk a little bit more about cricket, but before we do that, Claudio Nogueira, tell us about how track and field is viewed in Brazil. I understand that's a very big sport there.
Yes, here in Brazil, track and field is much important because it gave us three golden medals in the Olympic Games and all the Olympic Games story. of Brazilian participation. And it is popular because it is spread by common people, by poor people, by young girls and boys who used to play at the streets. And from this play, in this common kidding at the street, the coaches can discover much more talented people for pressing sports.
And Claudio, is track and field a big professional sport in Brazil?
No, it is not. Here in Brazil, we have such a very different system from the United States, for example, because we have clubs. The basis of the sports practicing here are the clubs and not the universities or the schools. And clubs, they invest money in soccer games, in soccer competitions. The other sports, some of them have a professional relationship, but some of them not. And track and field is on the poor part of this division. Some of the athletes who won medals in Olympic Games or Pan American Games, they can have some sponsors, and so they have money. But many athletes, good athletes, that have not reached such a level of winning medals, they don't have any money. So they have to practice other activities to live and to work to live.
Your newspaper, O Globo, is one of the biggest newspapers in Brazil and certainly one of the most important. Do you give a lot of coverage to track and field?
No, as I was telling, the in newspaper coverage, it happens more or less like clubs. The biggest space is for soccer game, mm-hmm. for soccer championships. And all the other sports, they like fight for space. Do you understand? In a Brazilian newspaper sports section, we have the people who cover soccer and the people who cover other sports, and that's my case. So we have to know a little bit about every sport, different sports. For example, sometimes I can cover a basketball game or a volleyball game or swimming or track and field, judo, and so on. To know a little bit of everything. We are not so much specialized in any specific sport. I sometimes cover motorsports like Formula One, for example, mm-hmm. or IndyCar and so on.
Right. I think
how does a track and field compare to football?
This is Srivatsa here. Mm. Claudio?
Pardon?
How is it that I thought basketball and volleyball are as popular in Brazil. They do very well too. Why is it that they are not given the same kind of treatment as soccer?
Because I think that's because of tradition, because Brazilian people is completely crazy about soccer. We don't see soccer like something rational. It's like a passion, it's like a religion, or it's like craziness. You can use any of these words. For example, when Brazil won the World Cup recently, it was like carnival in June, and carnival is in February. So in Brazil, soccer is craziness, completely craziness. It's a religion, it's something out of comparison. Okay, and below soccer, you have the other sports. Basketball, for example, volleyball, we have good results. But basketball and volleyball, they are not religion like soccer.
I think,
okay, so,
Jim, so, go ahead.
But how professional are
you? I think Jim Start has something he wants to say.
Asking a similar question, was how big or small was track and field compared to soccer?
A track and field is very smaller in comparison with soccer. It's like a contradiction. Track and field, has given us 3 golden medals, but it doesn't have the same value for the common readers, for the common people who see the sports programs on TV. The track and field is not so valued as soccer is. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And if we can make like a list, you could put soccer above everything, and then you have motorsports because of Ayrton Senna, Nelson Piquet, and Emerson Fittipaldi, who were Formula One world champions. And you have volleyball, basketball, and swimming, and tennis nowadays. Tennis is much important here because of Gustavo Kuerten, that we call Guga. And below these sports, you have other sports, let's say poor sports, because they don't have so much sponsors, they don't have so much coverage of the press. Among these sports, these poor sports, is track and field, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Another poor sport is boxing.
Yeah. Srivatsa, if I can ask you, is cricket a year-round sport in India?
Yeah, now it has become. Because, cricket essentially is played by 10 countries in the world. That is the people who played international cricket, test cricket.
Mm-hmm.
So, recently Bangladesh and Zimbabwe, they've all come in. So because of that, the season has previously what used to happen. The cricket season used to be from the month of September, October to March. But today, it's round the year. And we have summer cricket and we have night cricket. So day-night cricket, it starts late in the afternoon and it goes until late into the night. So
and
cricket has become a day-night sport today.
And do you
so
give
that,
a lot
you know,
of...
You can,
yeah, do you give a lot of coverage to cricket around the world?
Yeah. In fact, we have 4 pages in the Times of India. Let me also add to that, Times of India is now today has been, just recently has become the world's number one paper.
The world's...
In matters of circulation.
It
has overtaken USA Today.
Congratulations to you. That's good
Thank
to
you.
Hear.
In fact, we have 1 full page of cricket. 1 page is designated to cricket.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
Yeah.
There's another page for all the overseas sport we have. 2 pages of overseas sport and 1 page of national sport, 1 page exclusively for cricket.
Uh-huh.
We have 4 pages.
Yeah, Jim Sturt, if I can ask you, what happens now after the Tour de France as far as bicycling coverage is concerned? Is this something that continues to be a story at other times of the year?
Sure. It might not be a 12-month sport, but I'd say it's 8 or 9 months. First races in Europe start in the 1st of February, and they go until mid-October. So there is bicycle racing throughout. It might not in the French sports daily L'Équipe, for example. You may or may not get a full page of coverage every day. During the Tour de France, you'll get 6, 7, 8, 9 pages plus the cover every day. But now, 3, 4 days later, we're down to about a half a page of coverage. That'll pick up. It all depends on what kind of races there are. There are a lot of other great bicycle races, and so during those periods, there'll be at least a page to 2 pages of coverage.
Yeah, Jim, as somebody from Indiana who now lives in Europe, why is it that bicycling is not a bigger sport in the United States?
Well, I think it's just, it can be a little too abstract and a little too long for the American public. They're used to watching sports that are contained in a short period of time, an hour and a half, to baseball would be the exception to that, I think, with set first half, second half, and clear winners. But the average, stage in the Tour de France is 6 hours long, and there's a lot of downtime in that. So it unless it's part of the culture from the beginning, I think that it's a hard sport to sell in certain ways around the world. The Tour de France is exceptional in the fact that you also can tie in all of the great countryside and the culture and everything else. So that's a nice backdrop. But I think there's unless you you know you
so grew
would
that grew
must
up with be
it.
The reason for cricket also.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, cricket goes for
that
days and days.
That must be the reason why cricket is not popular in the U.S.
Yeah, as Jim just said, cricket appears to go for days and days.
Yeah, it's 5 days. Test match is one test match goes 5 days.
Yeah.
And now to cut short, they've got a new version of one-day cricket. It's being played for the last 30 years.
Uh-huh.
That is, it's about 8 hours a day. It starts at 9 in the morning and goes on till 5:36.
Only 8 hours.
So that kind of a sport can't be very popular in the U.S., I suppose, as Jim says.
Cricket light. Yeah. Jim, do you see any hope that with the success of first Greg LeMond and now Lance Armstrong that bicycling may grow in this country?
Well, bicycling is popular in America. It's just the sport and the competition that...
The competition is not popular.
Trouble. I mean, Americans do like to ride bikes. I think this... I don't know. I have to be rather realistic. I was here when Greg LeMond... first came on the scene. Everybody thought that he was going to catapult the sport into a major national sport. That didn't happen. When Greg faded, so did the sport. And I have a feeling that when Lance finally retires, bicycle racing will take a back seat again. The one thing that's different is that we have there's a lot more depth in American cycling today. A lot more American professionals are making their mark in Europe. But For cycling to really capture the public's imagination, they have to have an American champion that's winning the great sport, the pinnacle of the sport, and that's the Tour de France. And I don't know how many Americans are going to be winning the Tour after Lance leaves.
Okay, we have a minute to go, and I would like to ask our other two guests to talk for a few seconds each about whether or not bicycling is a big sport in their countries. Srivatsa, you go first.
Yeah. Bicycling is not a big sport in this country, but people here do follow Tour de France very much because we get, as Jim says, it's a very interesting thing to follow and read. We get very good copy. I only wanted to ask one question to Jim. Is there any possibility like Formula One, this cycling, bicycling, going on a tour, you know, where in different countries and different conditions, can we have a kind of a circuit-like thing?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jim, if you can answer that in one phrase.
Yeah, they have other races in other parts of the world, but just not the same levels as Tour de France.
Okay, let's take a few seconds for Claudio Nogueira in Rio de Janeiro about bicycling there.
Bicycling in Brazil, unfortunately, is among what I call poor sports. It doesn't have much sponsorship. It doesn't have much space on the press.
Okay.
I think that...
I'm sorry, Claudio. We are out of time. Our guests today have been in New Delhi, Srivatsa Vetturi, in Rio de Janeiro, Claudio Nogueira, and in Paris, James Start. Our director is Pat Akers, and our producer, Mariana DeMaio. For all, I'm Stuart Laurie, global journalist. We'll be back next week.